After big drops in retail sales during the spring, the summer improved a lot. Patrick Hoban of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council says there was no traditional bump in sales for April as people spent tax returns. They then spent cautiously in May because of the pandemic. Hoban says retail sales improved in June, and July shocked him.
But right now, July somehow passed the last 2 years. So I want to take a deeper dive into this to see if there's any changes in the rates or if we really just loosened our wallets with the loosening of the restrictions. Like, was everybody just cooped up for so long that when it was time to finally get back out and about, we did and started spending like crazy? Or is there something else in this number? But either way, I mean, spending is back. So that's a good thing. So what I have noticed locally is the shifting in the dollars, you know, from some of the sit-down restaurants to some of the hardware stores. I don't know about everybody else, but you can just drive through the parking lots and see the rise there. But spending's up. I just did not expect it to exceed the last 2 years.
Not all is rosy. Unemployment rates have begun to fall, though Hoban says the McLean and DeWitt County area are not where they need to be. He says 8% unemployment might look good compared to the height of the Great Recession when the housing bubble popped, but alongside the average of the last few years, it's not so great. He finds an uneven picture as well in the number of workers with jobs in the area.
From March to April, it dropped about 12,000. So now we're really starting to compare from March to July, where are we at? And so we went from being down about 12,000 to now we're down 4,000. It is good news, but we're actually still down 9,000 compared to last year. But trending-wise, we're trending in the right direction when it comes to our employment.
Another metric the Economic Development Council pays attention to is business investment. Businesses expanding or new ones coming in and building. Hoban says data for the second quarter is mixed, but overall presents a hopeful picture.
Permit-wise, we're definitely down for the number of projects, but that's totally being made up. We had already projected that we were going to exceed this by some of the projects in the pipeline. We have surpassed last year. So total investment in McLean County is at right now $178 million. Last year at $124 million. I see this continuing through October and November. Even though we would normally decline then due to the colder months, there's still more projects on the way. So as that goes, I think we're going to have a really good year when it comes to commercial investments.
The number of leads, site visits, and the people who ask for proposals from the Economic Development Council for possible locations for new businesses is actually up a bit, close to one a week, Hoban says. And while Hoban's job encourages him to romance potential businesses and to be optimistic about Bloomington Normal prospects, he says development field thinking suggests permanent economic changes the pandemic may bring could help McLean County.
Data centers used to be these really large national centers. Now they're starting to be smaller, more regional based, but then even, I don't want to call them micro data centers, but you're going to see them smaller units getting closer to cell phone towers, because as we all started working from home, as the kids went back to school, they crashed Zoom. There's so much more cloud computing needed, and that's why you're going to see more data centers on the rise.
He says the continued use of work-from-home technology will also make it more likely for people to choose Bloomington Normal to live and work and only occasionally commute to an office in Chicago. I'm Charlie Schlenker.